full year.
And that lets you save.
Who cares?
True Form Life.
Green look.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tadia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tadia.
Welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia. Thank you so much for being a part of our True Form Life community, for everything you do to contribute to the show through your downloads, shares, comments, everything you do. Really, we wouldn't be here without you. I wanted to read a short review because reviews mean so much to me, to the show, and I think it's a great way to bring the community together. So this short review came in from Ransom Lee, and it said, "In the short time that I've listened to the show, I've taken multiple pieces of advice to implement into my daily routine, whether it's what I should eat before working out or spending time without your phone. Drew always covers the material in an upbeat and informative way. This show is definitely being added to my daily routine." That's absolutely fantastic. Those reviews make my day without a doubt. So if you get a chance, you can head over to iTunes and leave a review if you like. I would love to read it on air, whether it's on air here or on one of our weekly podcasts. That'd be fantastic. Now, today we've brought on Aaron from the Tire Shop. You've heard him through some of our ads and some of the different ways I talk about him and what they do, just because, you know, they're such a great asset. They're so important to our community, and everything that they stand for, everything that they're about, is just something that I want to share. And you're going to hear all kinds of tips about tire safety and car health in the interview. But just Aaron in general, he's such an important aspect to the community and the tire shop. They've been around for 41 years, which is absolutely incredible for any type of business owner or entrepreneur. Personally, I've only been in business a handful of years. I know how difficult that's been to be here, be established, and grow, but I couldn't imagine being around for so long and just continuing to be so important to the community and so important to different individuals and families. Aaron's going to talk about how he's now helping the next generation of families. So now his longtime clients and customers are bringing in their kids, which is absolutely incredible. They're just one of those shops that you could go in. They have a family dog, Pepper, that you can pet. Pepper's pretty cool. Pepper will come right up to you. And that's the complete environment that they represent there at the tire shop. You go in and you see people that you haven't seen for a while, or you see people from town, and you just get a chance to talk with them. And it's just really a nice environment, and everyone's super friendly. I've always felt better leaving the tire shop than before I go in. And I think that's so important. And as you're going to hear Aaron talk about, is that sometimes, you know, and I say it all the time, I'm really just not a car person. I don't know tons about cars. I didn't grow up with learning about under a hood or anything like that. And you go in and there's trusted people there. And usually it's going to be quick. There's going to be informative, and you're going to feel better about what you're driving and yourself. One of the times, actually, I had an issue with something to do with a car, with cars in general. And I just asked what was going on and how I can improve. And a couple of them came out and they talked me through it. And I felt so much better about the whole situation, which was pretty cool. Another time I went in there and I wanted to flip some tires for one of my workouts. So Aaron brought me out back and we picked out a tire. They helped me load it up. And, you know, I just think those stories are so cool that I want to share with you. And that's something that everyone appreciates about the tire shop. It's not just one person that they offer this great service to. It's everyone. That's why people continue to go back. So I'm going to leave you with that long-winded introduction. So excited to have Aaron back on the show. And I hope, you know, regardless of where you're at or what you're doing, you get some tips and suggestions on how to take care of your car and tires at this time of year and throughout the year. So stick around. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
All right, welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. We have Aaron back with us from the tire shop, and we're going to be talking about tire safety. So welcome to the show, Aaron. Thanks so much for being here with us.
Hey, Drew. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. So, well, first of all, let me thank you for coming on. Thank you for being a supporter of the show, and thank you for everything that you're doing within the community. It's awesome to have businesses like yourself here, you know, right here in our community to make it a better place to live in.
Thanks. That's what we kind of try and do that, keep in the community, do what we can.
Yeah, you guys are doing awesome. You guys have been around for 40 years?
That's our 41st year in business this year.
Wow, that's crazy. Does that feel? Is that like it's got to be an accomplishment on its own. So many businesses are trying to start up. It doesn't usually work out in a lot of cases. And you guys are here 41 years. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is a compliment. It's been a good run. Just good people and how you treat the people and the customer service. And now you see generations of people coming back. It's a blessing, actually.
That's a good question. You said people coming back or how you treat people. One of the first times I came into the shop and I wanted to order something and you were like, hey, how you doing? And I was surprised, which is almost sad. But I just thought, you know, most people you go into a shop and they say, what do you need or how can I help you? And you said, how are you doing? And that's, you know, it's such a small gesture, but it meant so much knowing that there's actually people that want to know how you're doing instead of, you know, what you want to buy.
Oh, absolutely. That's just number one, making the customer feel comfortable, right? You treat everybody like they're your friend because hopefully they will be at some point in time, but. And it's always good to make the person feel comfortable, right?
Yeah, that's got to be something that's important, especially going to a tire shop. Like, there's so many people, including myself, that would go into a business like yours, and it's a bit unnerving. Like, I know little about tires. I don't know when to change my oil or how. And you have people coming in asking for a service and just know so little. So I guess that makes a big difference once they feel comfortable, you know, walking in and coming back.
Well, number one, you got to discover what the person's asking for and make them feel comfortable about what they're asking for and be knowledgeable enough to show them what they need or steer them in the right direction that they need to go, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. And then on top of that, you have new generations coming back. It must be pretty cool to see, you know, whoever you've been working with for years and then you see their kid come in or their grandchild come in and knowing they're related, it's got to be such a great feeling knowing that people are just keep coming back.
It is. It's quite funny because you don't actually get to find that out until actually they come in with their grandparents or their parents and go, oh, so you're attached to that person. Oh, okay. So, yeah, no, it's actually very satisfying.
Awesome. All right. So I want to get into some tire safety here because, well, regardless of what season it is, we are getting into a colder season. At least up here, it's snowing, but we have listeners from all over the world. So regardless of, you know, what season it is, maybe it could be getting colder at some point in whenever you're listening to this. It's so important to change tires. Now, let's just get into some very basics. How do we know when is a good time to change our tires?
Well, once the weather starts getting cold after the first frost, right, the ground's generally cold. The consensus is anything under 7 degrees is when you start to do that. But once the ground is cold and the frost has come, the ground's pretty much cold. So it has nothing to do with the air pressure or the air temperature. It's all about the ground temperature, right?
And is there...
So that's a good time to change them.
So we don't really know the ground temperature. But is there a way to tell through? So under 7 degrees usually means the ground's getting a bit colder and more slippery?
Yeah, and like I said, for where we live, once we see the ground starting to frost or the grass starting to frost, generally the ground is cooled down by then. So that's a good indicator.
That's a good way to tell?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so tell me why this is so important. Why would we have... You know, in another conversation, you talked about how important it is and how everyone should be changing their tires. Why don't you tell us why this is so important or why you feel this is so important to our safety?
Well, yeah, number one, safety. Today's world with all the new cars and all-wheel drives and, you know, everybody's going 150 miles an hour to go somewhere, to have the best protection on your car is really quite worth it. And between all-season tires compared to winter tires, it's night and day. So, safety is a huge factor. Technology's come a long way in winter tires. You can hold a cell phone in your hand and you know, be connected to the world. Rubber compounds and tire design has come a long way as well. So it's just a good thing.
So just in general, this is going to keep you safer on the road.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And
everybody can go fast, but it's who's going to be able to stop and keep in control, right? So that's where it all comes down to.
And we got into more details of in one of our conversations about what they actually make the tire with. I thought that was quite interesting. Can you share with us, you know, what they actually use?
Oh, like in some certain brands or whatever?
Yeah.
Like Toyo. Toyo, they have a feature in their tires, in their winter tires, crushed black walnut shells, which is one of the hardest substances on earth. So they crush them up and put them in the rubber silicone compound in the tires. So it's kind of like a natural spike within the tires. So just extra grip. So they have it coming up with all kinds of things inside their tires.
That's pretty cool. What did you say was chestnut?
Walnut.
Or walnut.
Black walnut shells.
Yeah. And walnut's one of the hardest substances you can find?
Mm-hmm. And naturally in the earth, yeah.
Crazy.
So it just makes it just that much better.
How do you think that they thought that this would work in a tire?
I'm not too sure on that one. It's a Japanese product, so I'm not sure if they have walnut shells over there, but somebody come up with the idea.
Okay. So one of the things that you were explaining to me, which I know very little about with these tires, is that they should have more cuts in them. How do you say that?
That's called siping.
Siping?
Siping.
Oh, siping. Okay, so they should have more siping in each tread, or is mm-hmm. each tread the actual, that's the actual?
That's like the cuts in the tires, right? So there's just cutting into the rubber to make them smaller so that they grip better. Instead of having a big block of rubber, they put cut lines in it, so that just grabs the cement even better, right?
Right. All right. So you were saying that the difference between, you said there's a big difference between winter tires and all, what do you call it, all-wheel tires, all-weather tires?
Well, they used to be called all-season tires, but now they've deemed them, in this part of the world, three-season tires. So.
And is that just a marketing thing?
For three seasons, but when it comes to wintertime, a person should have a winter tire on.
And so what is the three-season tire? That just means it's available or proper use for all the seasons except winter?
Yes. Well, like I said, it used to be deemed an all-season tire, but now they've kind of cut that back and saying, well, it's actually only good for the three of the seasons, but when it comes to winter, you should have a winter tire on. But they're also coming up with all-weather tires. So it's like a three-season tire that has a little extra into it, has the winter symbol on it, and should do you just as good. Still not as good as a winter tire, but definitely better than your three-season tire.
All right, so
it's getting confusing in the wordplay.
You think that's like a marketing scheme so they could sell more tires?
I think so.
Yeah.
In some points, of course, it's all about marketing, right? But when it comes down to the bare bones of it, your winter tires are way far superior than your all-season or three-season tires.
So tell me about this little symbol you're talking about. If someone wants to go mm-hmm. out and look at their tire to know if they have winter tires instead of all-season tires, how can you tell?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two different designations. One is an M plus S designation on the tire, or there'll be a little mountain with a snowflake in it, which deems it a all-weather or a winter tire. So when you go to BC, BC now has a signs on the road where you either have to have a tire that is designated M plus S, or has that winter symbol on it. And if you get in, if you don't have that on there and you're going through the passes and stuff, get into an accident, that could hold you liable, right? So yeah, they're trying to crack down on that for sure.
Just because of the safety and how important it is to have these winter tires.
The control of your vehicle is what it comes down to. So if you got to stop quickly or, you know, something like that, you got to steer out of a situation that those tires are actually going to grip in order to get you out of the way or stop.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. Is there a tire? I'd imagine there's a number of tires, but is there a brand in particular when someone's going to look for winter tires? How do they find that? I mean, I'm sure they could come in and talk to you guys.
Well, absolutely. First of all, yes, come talk to me. I think I know my stuff. basically the winter tires, there's the good ones, and then there's the more economical ones, which are a little bit more harder. So when the weather gets cold, they'll tighten up a bit, where the good ones, like Blizzak or a Toyo, Blizzak, which would be Bridgestone Blizzak, Michelin X-Ice 3, they're all pretty standard, very good rubber compounds. But then you can drop into the lower brand and economically save money that way. Still be better than an all-season tire, but longevity, then you'd have to go back to the good brands.
So how often should we be changing our tires from, what kind of tire do you use when it's not winter? Do you use an all-season tire?
I do myself, yeah.
And that's what you would recommend?
For summertime, yeah, for sure. Timing to change your tires, you're looking kind of around October when it starts to get cold. You know, and I think that's when you have to have them on in order to go to BC. And I think in BC, you have to have them on by October 15th or something like that. And then keep them on till, you know, depending on how the spring is, you know, till April, May, kind of in there.
And I'm sure it depends on how much you drive, but roughly how long would a tire last, like a winter tire, for example?
Well, depending on what application is going on to or where you're driving. Generally, it lasts 3 to 4 years, like four seasons anyway, 3 to 4 seasons.
Okay,
so if you think about that, and you have a set of tires for the summertime, like an all-season tire, and you have a set of winter tires, you generally should be not having to buy tires for 5 years, depending on how wore they are or whatever. But so the longevity and the economical factor down the road, it's much better.
So you're actually saving money in the long run?
I would think so, yeah.
And when you...
Some people just don't like changing them over, but, you know, that's a half an hour, an hour out of your life for safety, so...
Yeah, that leads me into my next question. How does that work? You just bring the car into a place like the tire shop and they change them for you, or people do that on their own?
Absolutely. How we work here, we don't take appointments. People just show up and we take kind of a quota for the day, and we'll drive people home or whatever they need. Leave your car here and we'll get it done for you. And it's generally worked for us pretty good.
Tell me about car winterization. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's always good to have your fluids checked, make sure your oil is good for going into the winter, into the cold season, making sure your wiper blades are adequate. Wiper blades in the wintertime are pretty important to have a clean windshield. Everybody's getting them frozen on their cars, so they take a little bit of abuse. So just make sure that they're ready to go for wintertime as well.
Do you see that when people flip their overnight, they flip their windshield wipers up so they don't freeze on the windshield?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that.
I started that little trick myself.
You started doing that?
I started doing that too. It actually works pretty good.
I've never seen that before.
Your car and your windshield's hot and your windshield wipers are all melted off. When you get out of your car, just lift them up. Then they don't stick to your windshield. So come morning time, it sure makes it a lot easier.
Is that a new thing or has that been around for a while?
Well, I just kind of learned that last year myself. I know somebody come up with that. That's a great little idea.
I just started seeing it, and I was, well, first of all, I was like, I thought it was a prank where, you know, kids were going around flipping up windshield wipers.
I did too, actually. Actually, a buddy of mine had done that to me in the city, lifted my windshield wipers up, but then it snowed, and I was like, oh, hey, what a great idea.
Thank you for the prank.
Actually, yes.
So I didn't realize how important windshield wipers were until I got a new vehicle, and then I had... You know, I could see fantastically when before, if it rained or snowed, I just, you know, it was difficult to see out of your windshield wipers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how often should we have them changed? How do we know if they're working properly? I mean, those may sound like general questions, but for me, mm-hmm. I've drove for years without proper windshield wipers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I change mine once a season, like once a year. Just because I can't stand not being able to see out my windshield. So really, I think when you your windshield's not getting cleared off and stuff, probably a good time to put on a new set.
And then how do we know if we have a good set? Can we go in and talk to you guys and see if they're...
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can test them out. Usually you can see if they're warped or if they're nice and straight still. That's good. Sometimes they'll get pitted, so when they do wipe across the windshield, it'll leave tracks kind of thing. So any of those indicators, probably a time for a new set. And generally they're not that much of an expense. So it's just a matter of doing it.
Yeah, it's just a matter of taking probably a lot of things with your car. It's just taking the time to do it. I think many times we just keep putting it off.
And the longer you put it off, then probably the more expensive it's going to get. Hence, we all go to the dentist when your tooth hurts. Oh, well, you should have done that like 2 months ago.
Or yeah, 2 years ago.
Exactly.
When you said car, we were talking about winterization there. You said check your fluids. What are the kinds of things that, you know...
So, like, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'd imagine that sometimes we go into places that don't offer full service or the care that you guys do. If some of our listeners aren't around the area, you know, how do you go into a place and ask? Or maybe if you're doing it yourself, what are you looking to change or adjust or winter?
Just make sure your antifreeze is adequate for, you know, negative temperatures. Make sure that your windshield washer fluid, that's a big one, that you don't have summer fluid in there, because that'll start freezing. So make sure you have like minus 40 windshield wiper fluid in there so that it doesn't freeze and crack your holding tank. So just those are kind of the two major ones anyway.
So that's what that means when we talk about car winterization?
Just okay. Make sure that your antifreeze is adequate for the cold weather and that your windshield washer fluid is not the summer stuff that's going to freeze in there.
Okay.
Because there's two different kinds of washer fluid. There's like a summer one with get it to help clean the bugs off your windshield and stuff. Generally, that stuff will freeze. So you want to just make sure you have minus 40 or minus 35 washer fluid in going into the winter.
All right. Tell me about oil changes. I know this is something that you guys do. You actually just changed mine. Mm-hmm. How do we know when is a good time to change? And, you know, tell us about types of oil and how that works.
Generally, they should have wherever you've gone to get your oil changed, there should be a sticker stating the mileage that it's on. So generally, it's, you know, every 5,000 kilometers that you would change your oil. And now, yes, there is different oils now. Every new car is coming up with this really thin oil, or a synthetic oil, or a semi-synthetic oil. Synthetics or the semi-synthetics tend to last a little bit longer in order for you to not have to change your oil as much. That's just kind of a newer thing coming up. I still myself like to change my oil at 5,000. My car tells me when to change my oil, whether I have synthetic in it or not. But generally, a synthetic oil is better, depending on your vehicle, but it is also a lot more expensive.
And is the expense, is it worth it? I mean, that's just taking care of your car on a better level, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think it depends on what vehicle you're driving or what kind of vehicle that... The car will tell you what oil it needs in it. Whatever that car tells you what oil it needs in it, that's probably the oil you should go with.
Okay. Those are good tips. I should pay more attention to this stuff.
I'll keep learning, yeah. It's all good.
So when we look at cars in general, especially when it's winter, what are some of the challenges that we deal with, you know, optimal safety on the road, I suppose, when it comes to tires or cars in general?
Just number one is your air pressure. Make sure your air pressure is where your car is set to be at. Overinflated tires, you're going to have your tires be hard, so you're going to lose grip factor. And that underinflated tires, you're going to spend more money on fuel. So usually, generally, on the inside of your driver's door, there's a little placard that tells what temperature or optimal temperature is supposed to be in your tires. So kind of stay with that. Is the best thing. But yeah, number one, make sure your tires are even. Number one, even and have the correct pressure in them.
How do you make sure that they're even? Like, is there a way to tell?
With an air gauge.
Are you laughing at me, Aaron?
No, I'm not.
Some people have these questions, you know.
generally tire shops are pretty decent with that. You can come in and, you know, they'll even out your air, check your air pressure for you. Taking a dollar in a air pump thing at a gas station is probably not the best idea. I would take it to the experts and get them to do that for you. Generally, it doesn't cost you anything either.
So don't just go and guess and test with the air pressure that you're putting in.
Go to the pump and turn it on and sit there and hold it on and push your tire and go, ooh, it feels hard now. You know, don't do that.
It could be something that I may or may have not done in the past.
I'm not saying anything.
Okay, so you're saying for someone that may do something like that, The better option would be to bring it into a professional to check those gauges.
Absolutely. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Just go to the tire shop or a shop and just say, hey, can you check my air pressures, please? And generally, people are pretty good on that.
What are some of the, maybe we've already went over them, but what are some of the things that people are maybe embarrassed to come into the shop and have checked or talk about?
Well, I think most of it, if they're not knowledgeable of the vehicle, as you said when we started the conversation, how people are scared to go into a place and be told what they need done. But it's really good to have a little bit of knowledge of your car, because that's what's driving you around. You should have a little bit of knowledge. And don't be afraid to ask questions. The more questions you ask, the more you're going to learn. So, yeah, just make sure you got a decent person that you're talking to. As anything, you go to the doctor, you go to a massage therapist, you go wherever. You got to seek out those right people that work for you. So, same in the tire business. You got to seek out those people that you feel comfortable with, because you know you're spending money with them. So you should feel comfortable.
What's your favorite thing about working at a tire shop?
I love tires. I don't like cars, but I like tires. Most favorite thing is the people. I get to see many people every day. You get such a buzz off of helping people. It's a great feeling.
So tell me a story. Sorry to put you on the spot. Tell me a story about someone that came in the tire shop and appreciated what you guys did or how you fixed their problem.
That happens a lot. So to pick one is kind of difficult. Let's see. Generally, you just you see people come in and they're all distraught. We had this people come in. They were like off the highway. You know, oh, we have a blown tire, what are we going to do? You fix them up, and, you know, they're out of here in a half an hour, 45 minutes, and they're just a smile on their face and going, hey, wow, that was quick. Well, you know, everybody's moving, so, you know, you should help people out right away.
That's pretty cool. Is there anything that you've done? I always talk about creating a supportive environment and you know, wherever that may be, whether that's health and wellness, whether it's you having your car taken care of. I mean, it's so important. Is there anything that you do in particular at your shop, or is that just kind of the energy and atmosphere that you guys have created for so long?
We have a community table here I put out this year, just a community table that you can put different things on from the community, you know, events that are coming up. This year we were able to sponsor a couple concerts, like Dolly Parton come through Calgary, so we gave tickets away here, and the only place you could enter was here. Brian Adams was just through. We had tickets to give away here. So, you know, just certain things to, you know, just a little extra, right?
That's pretty cool. Tell me what other services you guys, a lot of people, I know, what do they think? People come in and they think it's just tires, right?
A lot of people. And I point to the sign behind me that says Flow Mechanical Services, and they go, oh, I never read the wall. but yeah, no, we're Flow Mechanical. Brakes, front end, shocks, alignments, diagnostics, oil changes, tune-ups, you know, that kind of stuff. We do all that stuff as well.
Okay. All right, Aaron, well, that's going to wrap things up here. I just want to thank you again. Is there anything that we missed that you might want to talk about or go over before we...
I could talk for hours, too. It's just the questions you need to ask me.
Okay. All right, Aaron, thanks so much for what you guys do for the community. It's always a pleasure hearing people's how happy they are with you guys, with your services, you know, what you guys, your support with the show here, and then for learning me about tires and the work you do for me as well.
Well, you know, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. You do a fantastic thing in your world as well, exploring mind and body. People need to look that up. And keep in touch with that. You do a great job.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for being a part of the show. Thank you for your downloads, your shares, everything that you do to contribute to the show. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. If you're looking for a little help to get boosted in the right direction, maybe you need some professional advice yourself with a proper program, head over to trueformlife.com. We have a free 10-day fitness challenge. We send you a brand new workout each day. Workouts take 20 minutes or less. There's no equipment required. We teach you how to use your body as the machine. We're going to send you tips along the way. And it's just a great way to boost yourself in the right direction. Maybe you want to start a program. Maybe you want to get in a little better shape for the holidays or whatever season it may be. Again, that's at trueformlife.com. And we got more details going up there. All these past shows can be found on exploringmindandbody.com. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.